We have to climb. We have to climb. Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. Habarsin de habardisin. Okay, what are these two people here? Habarsin, the barsin are what? Habarsin shneim asuim mitzemer umikisim umechasim bo es hamatois elosh elu dakin viloavim. Okay, these are two different things which are made from wool, and you cover matois staffs. Shelu are one a thin, one is hard. So we have a picture for this. Picture 310. Here he is. Habarsim, these cover mitois. They cover beds. A bedspread. It's a bedspread. One is thin, one is hard. Okay?
Both barsin and pardisin.
They do different that bed covers. One is hard, one is soft.
Okay.
One is hard. Elo shelo dakin. The barsin is dakin, and these are the habar the sin are hard. Okay, next, v'hadal mitikyoin. What is that? Bote shakayim, these are sacks. Bote shakayim, this is 311, no. This is, bote shakayim is underwear, undergarments. Okay, undergarment. Okay, that's, and v'hadal mitikyoin. Dul mitikyoin, bote shakayim. Okay, it's this thing. Okay?
Yep.
Next. Umin alois hapinoin. Shoes called a pinoin. What does pinoin doesn't have pinoin? Minal shosu nipsoilus atsemer. It's a certain type of shoe that's made from pinoin. It's made from psoilus. It's made from the psoilus atsemer. You're not allowed to wait until you examine them. You're not allowed to put this undergarment. You're not allowed to put this on the bed. You're not allowed to put on these. You're not allowed to put on shoes. The shoes that are made from until you inspect to make sure there is no shatnez. Maybe there is some linen that is mixed into the wool. Is that good?
No, it's not really good. No.
Habarsin. Habarsin is a bedspread. The hadal mitikyoin. That is this.
Looks like a pants.
No, it looks like undergarments. Your pants go all the way only until the knees. Yeah. Yeah, the only one.
Shorts. Umin alois.
V'hadal mitikyoin. Next, umin alois hapinoin. Shoes. Shoes that are made
boots.
From...
These look like boots.
No, this is not the case. That's the next, the wrong picture. That's the next picture, not that picture yet.
Is this the right one?
No, there is no picture. There is no picture for this. It means shoes that are made from the psoilus of tzemer. Shoes that are made from the psoilus, the leftover portions of wool. What would we make that for? Wool. Tzemer, wool.
Yeah.
The leftover portion of wool.
Why did they make out of leftover tzemer for?
That's what they did. This is Mayashrei Kachaya. So there's always a concern that this wool is of low quality. There's always a concern that they mix into this wool, they mix in some linen. There's a real concern that mixed into this wool are little pieces of linen. Shadnes. All these examples, like Yilbash Ramashi, is like, what's so hard?
I mean, what? Linen is not a
shadnes.
Not cheap.
It's a mix.
Linen is not a cheap. It's not a cheap bag.
So maybe today it's not cheap, but it used to be they mix in pieces of linen. We're mixed in it into the wool. So we have here a tarurus of wool and linen. What's so hard to sin? Habarsin v'habar disin v'hadal mitikyoin u'menalois hapinoin. Shoes made from wool with a little piece, a little slivers of linen. All of these things is a concern of shatnez l'yilbash ben atshayiv. Like, period. Rabbi Yosef Mer habor michoif hayam. Those that come from the seashore, the islands, u'memedinos hayam enum shirum nidika u'memnei shecheskosan b'kanvois b'chazok is kanvois mishnah zo b'mishnas b'b'rishoyim b'zman shalohu yohapishtan. This was learned originally in the earlier days, in ancient times, shlohayu hapishtan motzim b'chol mokim avol b'zman hazeh shapishtan motzim b'chol mokim kulam tshichem b'dika. They all need b'dika. Therefore, halakich b'gadim ha'tfurim and amen hanuchri b'zman hazeh lo yilbash ad sheyivdek yafe. So this mission was taught in ancient times when there was no concern of shanis. When you go into the department store and you buy clothing, you can be absolutely certain there's no shanis, but not b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh we live in a very sophisticated world, and people are coming trying to cut corners, and any little thing you bought, there's a real concern of shanis. Even a tie, how do you know this tie doesn't have shanis? I once asked an expert. He told me all the rules, all the halachas. Okay, are we okay with this? Nochamol Habarsin. Habarsin is a bedspread.
I know what it is.
Okay, a barbican, a thick bedspread. Vehadal miktik yoin. That is underwear. Oh. Underwear. Menalis hapinan, shoes that are made from wool. Soilus, a certain type of inferior wool. And it was a concern that in this type of wool they would mix strands of linen. In all these examples, it says in the Mishnah, "Lo yilbashu," and you're not wear these things.
But these are shoes, right?
Shoes.
Shoes that are made out of
inferior, not cotton, wool, inferior wool, which at times would be mingled with pieces of linen.
Okay, so what's pinon mean?
Means wool, inferior wool, low quality, low grade wool.
Oh, you bash behem, actually you.
You're not allowed to go wear them until you inspect to make sure there's no shanis.
I guess me aboy mechavim
comes from the seashore, u'mimdinas hayam, einav shir b'dik, if it comes from the chef hayam, it comes from the seashore, u'mimdinas hayam, einav shir b'dik, you don't have to dig me, because u'mimdinas shechaskos in the canvas, because u'mimdinas hayam, there's a presumption that it's not made from wool.
Okay, which is going on, the last case only?
All cases, everything. Name all of these things. All of these things. Made from canvas means. Okay, it means these things are not made from wool. All of these things are not made.
These things are made from canvas.
Canvas.
And the Chof HaYom, they don't use linen.
Wool.
They use.
They don't. They don't even use vine. They don't even use wine. They don't use linen. Fine. Uminol shel zerev. A shoe made from Zerev. What's Zerev? Here's the picture. Mershal Zerev. What's this?
Is that what the story is? They use canvas as a filler instead of linen?
Doesn't say.
Or is it?
Or do we have the Kati? I don't have the Kati. No, it doesn't say. It doesn't tell us. It doesn't say what they do.
You don't even bother bringing it up anymore.
No. You want to finish or not? No. 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 You want some?
This right now.
Hashem made natural ways to dispose of these things. Vaida. Uminal shall zeref. Zered. Zered is what zered. Min olim shall or. Leather. Zered is leather. Umichubim covered with nim bilvadim with levet. Felt. Ibitsemer. Of thick wool. Umagiin ar hayarech. And it reaches the thigh. Boots.
No.
They called Bur Zikish Blas. Ovaravi Kofilfish, Asum Chamein Haregel, Kuruyan Shel Zerev, because it's made to give heat, it's called Zerev. Lashon Yizorvu Nitzmas, it means, I don't know what this means, Lashon Yizorvu Nitzmas, I don't know what that means. But basically, it means over here that it's made to, what is the halacha? The halacha is, you have a Minol Shel Zerev. Ain by Mishum climb, there's no climb, why not? Ain Hashem Shem Pishtim Rabbahem, there's no concern. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. We have a bar sin, we have a bet that's sin, we have a habar de sin. A bar de sin,
we had doubt.
Okay, fine. The last, fine. We did find Yelavimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim made from leather. It's made from leather.
It
means it keeps you warm. Shabbat is a material. It's leather that's covered with levet, felt or wool or thick wool. Zeref is a shoe made from leather, covered that is inlaid.
That's inside.
Inside with levet or with thick wool.
Right.
And it reaches the thigh. In all of these examples, Eber Mishum Klaim is not Mikalayim.
Zeret, Eber Mishum Klaim, fine.
Nishmeches, Ein Osir Mishum Kilayim.
Learning Leila Nishmas, Chayser Basal Tahariye, and Sarah Leia.
Leia Sarah. Bas Shmuel David. Ein Osir Mishum Kilayim, Ella Tabli, the argue. Only allowed to go, it's only as Mishum Kilayim, Ella Mishum. Faster? Ein Osir Mishum Kilayim, Ella Tabli, the argue. Only to tell you.
Ein Osir Mishum Kilayim. What did you do that with that?
Ain asa mishum klaim ella tabi varik, tabi varik. So he's showing you over here. Tabi over here means that means to spin it. Tabi means you take the this is the wool and you spin it. Arug means you have to insert it. This is pishtan. This is wool. Semer. This is semer. This is pishtan. You have to tabi. You have to spin it. See, you have to spin it, and then you have to weave it. Ein also mishum kan or mishum tavu arok. Yaski tavu spun and arok. Shenemar lo silbas shatnez. Davar shuhu shatnez is metrikin. Shin is shua shua. It's the comb. It's the comb. Tavu the test is to spin, and the vanos. What's nose? 316. 316 is nose. Nose is. You have to take many of these chutim and twine them. Nose means to twine. You have to do three things. Rabbi Shimon knows Oimer, Noloiz, Umeiliz. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Noloiz, Umeiliz. Hu es aviv, Shebeshmai Malav. What does that mean? Noloiz, Umeiliz, Hu es aviv, Shebeshmai Malav. What does that mean?
There's no prayer either, right?
Akum uma'akim, make crooked. Darke aviv shebashmaim alav. Hashem. Lashon al yaluzu meinecha. Should not be lightened from your eyes. It's over here. We're running out of time. Shur sodig besug misu shulholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholholhol Kuvim Yachad, the Iker Kalaim in Atar Shiyat Semer Svaduk, combed, Tavui, spun. Bishazur is fine, but. So let's Nacham was Nacham the Mishnah, Ein Asa Mishum Klaim Elon Tov Tov Yorug Shnemar. Shnemar lo yisil mashani is davar shel
only if it's what do you call it, tavoy, whatever this thing is called,
you spin it,
spinning it.
We learned in Mizrach Damer, we learned in Masech Tikalai, in Masech Kalim.
Arug is comb.
The ima, right. Remember the ima that was
Arug
the kush.
Comb.
What?
What's Arug?
Shoy, that's comb. That's something else.
This is Arug.
Arug is to weave it.
Right. Shua,
which is Shua Tavui.
Yeah.
So that's the test. Shane is Shua. The test is Tavui, and the Nun Zayin is nose.
Tavui is whatever. I forgot what that thing is called.
And nose is
twined.
Is twined. Hashem knows. I made the word Noloizu Melis Hu Esav Shabashamayim. He is. He's making crooked. The word no lois means he's making crooked the dark of Shabbos Shemam Allah.
When you wear
Shanes.
Okay, next.
Okay, by the way, this is Parsha if you aware. It's in this Parsha. Shanes, lo slubash kalayim.
Test, halavadim.
Halavadim is leaven. Halavadim is asumos. Halavadim is semer todaft. So, do they have a picture? Asum neisha him shuim. Okay, so what does this show a picture? We have to look at the parish. Halavadim is semer todaf. It's wool that's been beaten. It's not been spun. It's not been woven. We have to make a beggar. It's been pressed.
Right.
It's not been spun. It's not been twined.
But it has been one of them, you said.
It's been combed. Oh. So therefore, it's also midraban. Talavadim is also midraban shushum. Levadim is it's because it's no, it's required to come.
Clothes that have been pressed.
Clothes have been pressed. So it's missing the last two stages. But it has the first stage. It's also midraban. Pif. B'shal tsemer b'shal pishim. What's a pif? 318. Three eighteen is a piv. Shot so here it's showing you a sasa beged oisim itzemer shi'av muskayim. The tip.
Yeah.
The tip of the garment is made from wool. Piv shel tzemer b'shel pishdan. On the garment, the garment is made from linen, and the hem is made from wool. Of a linen garment with
halavad. We said that
piv. Piv shel tzemer b'shel pishdan. A piv mean pif. Pif. I'm sorry. Pif. Toupees.
Go ahead.
Pif is a hem. Yeah. A hem of wool, b'shel pishdan, on a linen garment. Aser, mibnei sheheim choyzrim be'orig. So what does that mean? Piv shel tzemer b'shal pishna ergim echad ha-ergim acher.
We know what it is. We know
what it is. Shem ha-shlim ha-begim gil ma-sos sosavasai. Sosavasai shloyshar v'abachudim on thick. Kadeshi yiskam ha-begim to him. Pukai piv. He has a vav. I have a pay in my... Nuch sachas piv. Fine, okay? V'im ha-begim shal pishna also v'asas piv shel tzemer. Fine. V'nei shechoyzhim l'arig. V'savvim es-ha-arig. It's misavim. You circle it. You circle it. Mibnei shehem choizrin be'orig. What does that mean? You choizer. We need to get the katik. We'll just finish up and we'll get the katik for the thoughts we don't understand. Because otherwise we're not going to finish. So let's just finish and we'll get the katik afterwards. Choizrin be'orig. It's choizer be'orig. Which means what? It means, I don't exactly know what this means. Okay? We'll see what this means over here. Okay, next. Chazal are fine. Rabbi Yosi Oyvia says, "Meshichos shel argamon asuras b'mei shehu moil la'ad sheloi kosher." Meshichos, cords of purple. Okay, yatireim with the chavolim shel tzemer argamon. Meshichos shel argamon asuras b'mei shehu moil la'ad sheloi kosher. 319. 319 is Pishtun's linen. I have over here. Basically, this is a meshicha. What's the, like? This is a gartel. It's a gartel made from purple. Asuros and name goshehu moilel. It goes in this. I told you. I don't know what that means. It goes in a circle. I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
meshicha shel agamon. Meshicha means cords. Cords of purple. Here, see this thing that's called color purple.
Looks like a gartel.
Gartel, asuros b'meishu moilal ad shloi kosher. Moilal means what? Shadarkon lechaber.
Moilal ad shloi kosher. What does it mean?
Shadarkon lechaber b'melila hachagur shal tzemer im acholuk shal pishdan. The derech is to connect with melila. What's melila mean? With rubbing. You connect with melila hachagur shal tzemer, a belt of tzemer im acholuk shal pishdan. Kodim sheyikshar ba masnav. You're moilel. So therefore what? If you're moilel, what's called moilel? You're rubbing it? Well, let's finish up. Shemoil actually before you tie, you're moilel. Next. Lo yikshar seret shal tzemer shal pishon l'chat l'achor yasem asnav. You're not allowed to tie a seret. What's a seret? Shayas adam chagur shal tzemer v'chagur shal pishon v'yikshar zeh. You're not allowed to make a seret, a knot, a gartel, shal tzemer shal pishon l'achor yasem asnav. Here it is, 320. You have leather. Look what you got over here. You have leather. You see? You have leather. And in the leather, you attach, look what you attach on the tip. You see how you attach? You attach pishtan, and here you attach tzemer. Can you tie it together? A piece of leather. And the straps you're going to use to tie it together are going to be two different straps. One is wool's linen. You're going to tie it together. This is easy. You got it?
What is it?
This is.
What was the story with this thing?
That's awesome.
Why?
Because we'll come back to it.
What is it? Meshicha shel agam.
Yeah, asuras b'meishu hu moilel.
It's a gartel that's of agam.
That's purple. It's awesome. Moilel
atzal koydeshah.
I don't know. We're gonna have to get the katif for this. Moilicha seret shel tzemer b'shal pishinat. That seret is a belt. You now go to a seret. The seret is a leather belt. You see, it's leather.
Yeah.
And you see the tips, the tip, one is wool, one is linen.
Okay.
So you now to go take these two things, you now to go do this, because over here when you go and you tie it around the leather around your waist, you're combining wool and linen. It's must have to tie along your loins. Even though the ritzu is in the middle.
What's that mean?
Even though the aura is in the middle, they're not mamish touching. Here you have leather, and only on the ends you have wool and linen.
Yeah, mate, what's up? think you can bump it up to 29. Okay. I wanted to know what the guy was really paying for it. But he, okay, what's doing as far as the pickup of BG?
Okay, Levadim is felt. You take wool, you press it. It has shua. We did that. We did it already. We did it already. Pif. Shaltsemer. Shaltishanasim. Meishem. Mechayim. Barik. What does that mean? Let's talk and see what this means now. Tess.
Did you want to finish up and then go back?
No. Let's finish the number very quick over here. What is that? Piv, yes, got some pif. Heinu chutim shagasim, thick chutim shtechim b'argum l'usach along the edge. Rigu v'safa chabeged. The ain argum was something more. Hem, the yes v'ashkein safa shosim har argum safa argum. Imar v'ku shal pishar also shay repif. Why b'nei shachashim shachutei hapif misavim es arig. What does that mean? The threads of the pif, they surround the woven portion. The yesh mefarshim b'nei shenirim k'argim yachad. It looks like it's woven together. Okay, basically it's mixed together. Fine. Next, Menesh Shoshem Ochazim Yark. It's choizer. It goes all the way around. Rabbi Yosef Mer Meshicha Shal Argamun Asu Menesh Shoshem Moylel Al Ashlei Kosh. What does it mean Moylel? That was next. What we didn't know. Menesh Moylel Shachoyger Darko Lechaber Esam Shichos Legav Hakolok Ayde Tfiu Sarai. You Moylel. The person that weaves it, his derech is to attach the Meshichos. The cords legav to the back of the garment, ali de tefiras harai temporary, actually kosher kadesh lo yinotku mehacholok koydim shekosher bohen ulechein yesh bezem yishum kelayim. Okay, because when you go to the store, you have to buy a belt. In order not to lose the belt, they stitch it. They stitch the belt to the linen. So this is wool, this is linen, this is osur. You're not allowed to go attach a mashicha to a garment. Okay, that's all it means. Moila means you stitch. You stitch a temporary stitch. Mashicha is shel argamon. Mashicha means a cord of argamon, of a purple. Asuras neshu moilal, it's moila, it's temporarily attached. It's temporarily attached to the garment, ad shalai kosh, before you actually tie it around your body. Well, yikshodem ser shal tsemer mishal pisha, you're not allowed to go make a ser, means a belt, a seret. Because when you're going to tie it together, it's going to be shadnes. Also, sagar did vosa koiv sim asus mishum klaim. They would embroidery. Embroidery, you have a garment. You have a garment. Yeah?
Yeah.
And in the garment, you embroider a person's letter, like Aleph. And all of the new yarmulkes today?
Yeah.
Aryeh, Aleph. I have to get you a yarmulke that has an Aleph on it.
So what was that last thing over there that we didn't know?
Moilal means it it's attached, a temporary stitch.
Oh, it's a temporary stitch.
A temporary stitch. Arch like kosher before you tie it.
So we said, so Mashiach Shalakam and cockles of a garment.
This.
Are ushers nation who moil at you like kosher.
Before you go and you tie the belt around.
Moil at you like kosher.
Moil means you temporarily attach it.
So it looks like it's what?
It's connected. It's probably connected.
Fine, whatever.
It's connected.
Fine. Are you happy with that? I'm happy.
No, I'm not happy with it.
But just say it's sema b'shelpish.
You now let it go and tie a seret, a shalt semer, a seret means a sash. A seret is a sash, shalt pishon, shalt pishon, shalt pishon. Even though the ritzu is,
you got the
or is in the middle. Hagar, the Nezah Gardim means Derech Ha'orgim L'Hakav Tzim L'Urshem Es Abadlim, you write your names. No, this is easy. Derech Ha'oisah is the embroidery. Embroidery, you go and you stitch letters. Derech Ha'orgim L'Hakav Tzim L'Urshem to mark, shame the name of the owner. Shalabeged B'mas embroidery.
Not get mixed up.
In order the garments not get mixed up, the derech was to do embroidery. Let's say the garment is made from wool and the letter is made from tzuzan. If the garment is made from one material and the letters that have been embroidered onto the garment is another material, it's going to be us because of klayim.
So say it inside.
The oisos, the letters, hagardin of the weaver, the oisos hakovsim of the cleaners, asuos mibnei klein.
What a garden?
Garden means a weaver, a person who's weaving a baggage for you.
Isis of a weaver or the Isis of a cleaner?
Of a kovsim, a cleaner, they would go, asuos mibnei klein. If the stitching is linen,
yeah,
and the garment is wool, you're not allowed to make a simen. Ha'atech t'chivachas, the famous is in the Daf Yomi Mishnah.
Yeah, what is it?
Ha'atech, if you insert.
Yeah.
Techifa is a stitch. Achas, one stitch. Eina, one stitch is not eina chibur, it's not called chibur. Here it is. You have two pieces of garment, wool and linen.
Yeah.
Okay, wool and linen.
One piece doesn't make it.
One stitch
does not make it into
shadnez. Ve'ema mishum kilayim. It's not called chibur linyan Shabbos. There's no chiv malacha Shabbos. The person does on Shabbos is part of it. There's not a malacha tefer. And also, there's another halacha. There are two halachas. Ve'ema mishum chibur. Number one, when it comes to Shabbos. Number two, ve'ema mishum kilayim. If this wool is going to go and I put it together, I'm not
chayav. How about Shabbos?
That's shadnez. Kilayim is shadnez.
So I thought that's what we're learning about. Why does it say chibur first?
We're learning about hilchah Shabbos as well.
Ve'ema
mishum chibur for hilchos of Shabbos. Ve'ema mishum kilayim. V'yashoymta, let's say you separate it. V'yashoymta b'Shabbos. Part of you go and you separate. If you separate one from the other,
it's also part.
You potter from chil Shabbos.
Good.
Potter. Also shnei roshech letzad echad. Let's say you make 325. If you make three, the shnei like this. You see to two tchivos, and you see how you don't stitch like a regular stitch. You make two holes, and you put the thread in from the back, and you tie it like this.
Yeah.
You see the picture?
Tie it to the front, right?
Tie it to the front. That's not the way you stitch. Go ask them in okay, all the professionals. So let's say you go make also shnei roshech letzad echad. Chibur, it's a chibur v'yetzum shum klayim. It's good enough.
It's good enough.
Three stitches. You gotta make three stitches. You see this? One, two, three. You have to do three stitches.
Yeah.
Three stitches.
That's
when you're gonna be chayif. That's when you're gonna be chayif from the Shabbos. New halacha, kupa,
mitzvah
l'klayim. Which is why over here, here's a sack. Here's a sackcloth.
Yeah.
Here's a kupa.
Yeah.
Along
what's
the
kupa?
A kupa is a basket. Yeah. Along the sack, there it's made for. There's a piece
it's
of semer.
There's
semer, and along the kupa, there's pishtan, and they're touching each other. That's shatnis. Hasak v'kupa mitzvah l'klayim. Im chatichos a piece of beged semer mechuberes is attached to the sack.
Why do you have a chatichos beged?
That's what it says. You have a sack and attached.
And you have a chatichos beged on both of them.
On both of them. One is wool, one is linen, and they're touching. Im chatichos beged tchetzem mechum l'sack v'chatichos beged pishem mechuberes l'kupa v'chim yachad, and you bring them together b'shtei tekifos, and you see the stitching, and you tie, you make two tekifos, and you bring together mitzarfos them af al pi shahin mechuberes. Even though these two garments are attached, you don't say each one is separate. You don't say it since each one is attached to a different material, it's separate. Okay, let's go back to this one listing over here. What is over here? Ches, back to the Mishnah Ches. Nolos umelis. What does that mean? Interpretation of the nolos. Nois who nolos. Klima shaklaim who dava mukam. Shadne is noise means it's a crooked thing. To make climb is crooked. Miloshain to Eves Toyavas Hashem Nolois. You know this pasuk in Mishlei.
No.
It is the abomination of Hashem of Nolois. Sheminim Shainim Murav Miklaim Yesh Bishum Yesh Bzeb Akmimus. It is an abomination that many minim are Murav Zebzeb, and there's something called crookedness. The Yesh Bobze Muses Bzeb Akmimus. Umelusu es Avish Abashma Malov, and he's causing Hashem, Halavish Kalim Ma'akimulov, you're causing it to become crooked upon you. It's dark Avish Abashma Mashenekhuch Bokhum Rahman, because the Shmach is not going to have Rahmanis upon you. A person that wears Kalim is causing, he's bringing upon himself din. He's removing Hashem's Rachamim from upon him. It says in the one of the Psalm over here that if a person wears Kalim, his tefillah is not niskabel. Kalim prevents the tefillah from being niskabel, from being oila lamal. It prevents prayer.
So what's the word?
Nolois means crooked. It means crooked.
So let's see
okay.
Inside now.
The noise. Nolois, umelis, two different words which mean the same thing. It means who you're causing the hashpa of Hashem to become crooked. It's not going to come and descend. It's a dvar god on the Mishnah. What's chazer? Halavodim felt. Asudim b'meishem shum. It is midraban because it's at least combed.
Felt
means it's wool that's not been spun.
I thought it's felt.
It's been pressed. Levadim is wool that has been combed but has not been spun and has not been twined. Okay, it's wool. So this also is also midrabana. Why is this midrabana? Because
that's sure because it was
combed. Pif means a hem. A hem, a shaltsemer, a shaltpishan, also a neshahim, chorizim, or because it goes around. Since it circles,
it looks like it's
woven onto it, therefore it's also. Rabbi Yosef, Meshicha shel argamon, cords of purple. Cords of this, which
Charcoal
are asuros mneishu mola and mola, because these cords of argamon is wool and this linen, and they temporarily mola means you temporarily tie it. Mneishu mola because you temporarily tie it, you stitch it into the garment actually before you permanently tie it. Mneishu mola. Moila means to stitch temporarily. The derech was to attach. Moila means a temporary stitch. Hachagur shel tzemer, a belt of wool. Im hachaluk shel pishtan, koidem before sheyikshar bom mosna, before you tie it upon your loins. It was temporarily tied. So what it seems to say over here is that it's not shanis where a belt. That's what it seems to be saying. What it seems to be saying over here is that when you have a belt, if you are wearing a wool garment, a linen garment, and you have a wool belt upon the linen garment, it's not shanis. Is that really true?
Go ahead.
That's what it seems to be saying. It's not shanis. So, however, it's only not shanis when the two are not attached.
But if it's attached.
But if you stitch it together, then it's also. So even temporarily stitching it is going to be also. Next, Loyikshra, a person may not tie a seret. A seret is a sash. A seret, you may not tie the ends, one wool, one linen, and use it to tie on each other. Loyikshra, seret, shalt seret, vishal pishon, lachkar, boyes, mosnov, afal bishar, tsubim, even though the leather is in the center. Osios hagardin. Osios means the letters of a gardin of a weaver. Osios hakoivsim asuris mishum klaim. If the material is wool and the letters are linen, it's osur. Hatakev tkiv achas. A person inserts one stitch. Ein echibur. It's not called the chibur. Ein bo mishum klaim. V'ashemto. There's no chiv chashabis of kosher of stitching. And when you separate it, you're not doing the melacha. V'ashemto b'shabis part. Also shnei roshel tzad echad. Let's say you'd made it like this. Two roshel tzad echad. You have to do three stitches. Hasak v'akupa. Here is the sack. Here is the kupa. Mitzdarfin l'kloim or mitzdarf l'kloim. Nishlama maseches klaim. Nishlama maseches klaim. Nishlama maseches klaim.
Right.
Murdik, mamish, unbelievable.